You're such an asshole.
Got a pretty straightforward, good question here. Because, yeah, this might affect other people. I'm a 26-year-old male living in the boring state of Michigan. I work for one of the big three auto manufacturers as assembly line worker. I have worked there for several years now. I don't have a degree and I have no debt. But how do you get the girls without the college degree? My base wage is $60,000 a year. But with bonuses and all the extra overtime I do, it's more like $75,000. Where have all the good men gone? No, not that one. No. But he makes just the amount that you want to make, a little bit more. But he doesn't have a degree. Okay? I have a degree. And I need a man who's better than me. Lady, you make $12 an hour working your 10-hour-a-week job as a babysitter, glorified name, social worker. You'd be lucky to have it. No, no, no. I have a master's degree, and he doesn't even have an associate's. Okay, but you got like $120,000 in student loan debt, and he has no debt. Actually, he's got 50% equity in his home. He's got a pension, too. What did, you know? You just, okay, fine. You're sexist. And that was that conversation. I'd be happy doing this for the rest of my working life, even though it's extremely boring work. My major concern is the volatility of the coming economy. Mixed in with my opinion, the company's foolish wager on manufacturing all electric vehicles. Electric vehicles do not need as many people to make because of their expense. Fewer will be made. Maybe their labor expense, but isn't Tesla kind of the, fewer will be made. I'm lost here on the economics of this. They do not need as many people to make. Because of their expense, fewer will be made. Oh, you know what? Well, all right. So it's the components. It's the physical components that go into the vehicle that makes it more expensive. Maybe not labor costs. Well, they, boy, they'd love to get rid of labor, wouldn't they? I am low enough on the seniority list that when my plan transitions to electric vehicles, I think I have a good chance of being let go. My gut is telling me I need to be working on getting a new job now instead of later. Good. Follow your gut. I agree with you. Do you think I should leave and get a new job before the job cuts? No. No. I start working towards a degree or the trades while I'm still working, then wait and see. Yes. Cappy, I make a really good wage. Something bad might happen. I might lose my job, which has been the case eternal for all jobs in existence. Should I quit this good paying job out of sheer fear? No. Wait till they fire you or lay you off or whatever it is. Or just wait. Right? Keep making your money. But yes, you should be working towards some kind of degree or a trade while you're still working and then wait and see. And I don't think they're going to fire you tomorrow. I mean, when are they switching over? When's this big switch supposed to happen? So, you know, I think you have at least a couple years to go get a degree. So, yeah, but don't quit your job. No. So more background on me. I discovered the Rational Male book. Oh, not Rollo. Oh, I'm sorry you discovered his books. I'm sorry. That's at the beginning of summer, I've become Red Pill. Through Rollo, I discovered your channel and have bought several of your books. My books are pretty darn good. My books are pretty good. Maybe a little bit shinier than Rollo's. Including the Book of Numbers, Bachelor Pat Eckermer's Curse of the High IQ and Worthless. I was homeschooled and have always struggled with finding people to connect with. My mother was a member of Mensa. Oh, I bet you that passed down. I believe I inherited her intelligence, which explains why I've had one existential crisis after another since I was 13 and why I've had a lifelong disdain for sports ball and everyone who had their whole lives revolve around the game. Yeah, but do you play sports? Nothing wrong. Sports are fun. God, I wish. I don't know. Well, you're not that old. You're only 26. Okay, back in the before time, in the 80s, what you do is you just get your buddies in the neighborhood. You go down to the local city park baseball diamond, you play a game of baseball. And then fall coming, you play football. We could tackle. Of course, you're smaller kids back then. But yeah, there were enough kids. And there was no tablets. And we even had video games. We would still go out and play. Sliding hills? Oh, man. We had the world's most dangerous sliding hill. You had to bring a bucket of water to make it a nice slick, but it was long. Oh, man, that was a great hill. Great hill. Yeah, so you could play the game, you just don't have to watch it. I don't know how you can watch sports ball. I know. Your books have been a great deal of help. I hope this helps with answering my question. Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, well, look, you're pretty good for now. The union's got to do what it can to kind of save your job. But I don't know if you've noticed that the union keeps losing out to reality. But it's not like tomorrow half the union jobs are gone. It's a slow attrition. So I think you got a little bit of time. But yeah, it's always wise. This is a very wise and mature and responsible thing to do, is look forward, say, whoa, wait a minute, I may not have this job. Now, I don't know what your interests are, but if you got a super high IQ, all the options are on the table. So it's really up to you as to what you want to do. And since you're panicking with existential questions, what can you do that pays and that also Venn diagrams with what do you want to do? So I don't know, maybe now's the time to look at petroleum engineering, civil engineering, nuclear engineering. Do you want to join the military? Join the military. I mean, all the options are on the table. And here's the thing. You didn't fuck up. You didn't screw up once. You don't have no kids. You got no debt. So if you wanted to, you know, I'm sure you got some money saved up so that in the point in time you get laid off, then I would not immediately panic and find another job. I would build up a micro FU fund, maybe 6 months savings, ideally a year. And then if you ever get laid off, I'd go off on at least a 1 month road trip vacation. Relax a little bit. But in the meantime, you get to go home, and your job for until you figure out what you want to do next is to research what you might want to do. What interest do you have? And that's not an easy task. You got to sit down, right? But what do I want to do? What do I like? All right. What's in those fields? What do they pay?
I like children, but not my children. I want to raise and help other women's children. That way I can have a degree and get a job and get paid to be a mother to other women's children. Because I like the children.
How about you raise your own kids? You can hear that coming. That re comes off in the like a plane going supersonic. Bing! Oops. Blowing up the microphone. Yeah, man. So you're going to have to sit down. But if you're super intelligent, whatever you want to do. I don't know. If you're in the auto manufacturing, what about mechanical engineering, or I guess metallurgy or composite engineering? Any electrical engineering? Do you have an interest in that? If they're going to go electrical engineering, why not become an electrical engineer or maybe an electronic technician or some, I don't know, welder, whatever they're going to do. Find out what skills and trades you need to work at Tesla and go get those skills and trades. So then you can work on gas engines or you can work on electric engines. Three, DJ Brady, $725. If you're trying to leave the U.S., you should take a job in Europe if you're being paid in that local. If you're trying to leave the U.S., should you take a job in Europe if you're being paid in that local currency? Local currency is 9 euros weak against the U.S. dollar. Well, it depends what kind of purchasing power that can get. Because there's the exchange rate. That's the international exchange rate. But that doesn't necessarily mean, like, when you do the math, oh, I only make $40,000 U.S. equivalent. No, because that money probably goes a lot further, right? So in that country. So what you really got to look up is purchasing power parity, the purchasing power parity index. And a real quick litmus test is the Big Mac index. So what you do is you go over, you convert dollars to drachmas or whatever the heck the currency is. And you look at what a Big Mac costs, and then you can infer what the real cost of living is. But what you really want to do is look at the purchasing power parity index and then do the calculation, then converting or using that foreign currency. All right, what does that give me in terms of standards of living? Another way you could do it is, okay, you translate it into U.S. dollars. Okay, what is it? But then you look at the cost of living index. That's another way you could reverse engineer what your effective purchasing power is. So, okay, you make $40,000 U.S., but you find out the cost of living is only 60% that of the U.S. So what is that? Hang on, let me do 40,000 divided by 0.6. So that'd be like earning $67,000. So that's probably a simpler way to do it, is what I do. All right, that's it. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.